NY Times, Biden opens backdoor to economic migrants. By Neil Munro on April 25, 2023. The New York Times has admitted President Joe Biden's border chief is running a parallel immigration network for U.S. employers, alongside the legal immigration system set by Congress in 1990. Biden opens a new backdoor on immigration, says the April 23 article, which whitewashes the pocketbook damage being inflicted on ordinary Americans by what it said could become the largest expansion of legal immigration in decades. The newspaper said Biden's various programs have welcomed and given work permits to 300,000 people from Ukraine and 670,000 additional people under the Temporary Protect Status Program, and will accept 360,000 people from Venezuela, Cuba, Nicaragua, and Haiti by the end of 2023. Congress capped legal immigration at about 1 million in 1990, or roughly one additional migrant for every four U.S. births. The article notes the Biden backdoor immigration policy is backed by business groups who complained bitterly when President Donald Trump's border curbs forced them to grant higher pay and better conditions to their employees. The article says, "This is a breath of fresh air, when we are seeing such a labor shortage," said Sam Toya, president of the Illinois Restaurant Association in Chicago, who said businesses there were attracting many Ukrainians on parole because of the state's historical ties to Ukraine. "By flooding the labor market, Biden's policies ensure that employers do not have to pay wage raises or even provide decent treatment to their low-wage staff. In effect, Biden is helping Wall Street by reinflating the cheap labor bubble that lasted from the 1990s until it was burst by the combination of the coronavirus crash and President Donald Trump's tight border policies. During the years of plentiful labor, employers could minimize wages and ignore the concerns of their employees. Traditionally in restaurants, it was, 'Hey, this is the job. If you want these hours, great, if not, we'll find somebody else.'" Christopher Floyd, owner of a food industry recruitment firm, told the New York Times in June 2021, "When the bubble bust, employers have to say, 'You have the qualities we're looking for. Maybe we can work out a more flexible schedule that works for you.'" In the April 24 article, the New York Times allowed an advocacy group for wealthy West Coast investors, Forward.us, to tout their gains from the huge inflow of migrants via Mayorkas' parole pipeline. The article cited an April 20 report by the group, saying, "Thousands of carpenters, medical workers, and manufacturers, among many other skilled individuals, have been admitted into the U.S. through immigration parole in recent months. New Forward.us estimates show that people recently granted parole, largely from Afghanistan, Ukraine, and Latin American countries, have had a profoundly positive impact on our economy, particularly at a time when worker shortages have contributed to soaring inflation. Although the direct link between the filling of job vacancies by paroled adults and more temperate inflation rates cannot be made, it is likely that newly arrived individuals helped to ease inflation through workforce expansion in these industries challenged by labor shortages." Forward.us is a primary lobby used by investors to call for more imported cheap workers, more apartment-sharing renters, and more welfare-aided con consumers. The billionaire investors who founded and funded Forward.us was hidden from casual visitors to the group's website in early 2021. But copies exist at the other sites. A prior Forward.us report, titled "Improving Immigration to Reduce Inflation," suggests that the reduction of inflation is caused by lower wages paid to employees, adding foreign workers to the U.S. labor market would help reduce claimed labor shortages and lessen inflationary pressures. In its April 20 report, Forward.us boasts about the huge scale of Biden's parole pathway migration, saying, "Forward.us estimates some 450,000 paroled adults who entered the U.S. in 2021 and 2022 are likely working in industries with labor shortages, with some of the highest numbers occurring in construction, 93,000, accommodation and food services, 70,000, retail trade, 53,000, professional and business services, 51,000, manufacturing, 49,000, transportation, warehousing, and utilities, 49,000, and healthcare, 31,000. Most of the imported workers take blue-collar jobs, but the Forward.us report suggests that at least 51,000 are in the white-collar jobs needed by U.S. middle-class graduates. amid the Wall Street gains from Biden's migration. The forward.us investors say they want more. For example, the administration should not be afraid to expand parole allowing applications from individuals from other countries facing humanitarian crises. The New York Times ignores other parts of Biden's migration. For example, the article also hides the roughly 3 million people that have been allowed across the southern border by Biden's Cuban-born Homeland Security chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. The article ignores Biden's policy of expanding the inflow of visa workers for jobs needed by U.S. graduates. It does admit that Biden's term has also seen 1.5 million unauthorized crossings. But it declined to mention that Biden's deputies have announced they do not plan to deport the illegals if they do not commit felony crimes. Watch, Dem Rep. Gonzalez on Biden's catastrophic immigration policy. You're going to have tens of thousands of people coming. The article also ignores the rising flood of illegal white-collar workers arriving on commercial flights who pose as temporary business visitors. The growing inflow of foreign workers who get work permits by enrolling in U.S. universities. And the expanding numbers of foreign graduates who use the J-1 program to get jobs needed by Americans college graduates. Instead of blaming Biden, Mayorkas, pro-migration progressives, and their business allies for the pocketbook damage to ordinary Americans, the newspaper lets business advocates pin the blame on Congress, which passed laws in 1990 to protect American employees from low-wage, imported workers. The longer Congress goes without legislating anything on immigration, the more the executive branch will do what it can within its own power based on the president's principles, said Teresa Cardinal Brown, senior advisor at the Bipartisan Policy Center in Washington. In adopting the programs for Latin Americans, the Biden administration was responding to widespread criticism over the chaotic situation on the southern border, which last year saw 1.5 million unauthorized crossings. It bypassed years of failed attempts in Congress to legalize undocumented workers already in the country or to make more visas available to employers who wish to bring in temporary workers. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because the population replacement allows elites to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. In many speeches, Mayorkas says he is building a mass migration system to deliver workers to wealthy employers and investors and equity to poor foreigners. The nation's border laws are subordinate to elite opinion about the values of our country, Mayorkas claims. Migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats.